Readers Entertainment presents Book Lights, where we are shining the light on good books.
Good evening. This is Deborah Parmley, the host of Book Lights, and tonight I'm pleased to have Susan Bowles with me live on the show. Susan is a multi-genre hybrid author. Her contemporary paranormal romantic suspense, Faded Love, is set in Memphis, Tennessee. Susan began writing in junior high school. She and two friends wrote short stories, which they showed to each other, but no one else, except for a single memorable occasion when reading one in front of English class. Susan continued to write short stories and added poetry into the mix in high school. She attended college, where she completed her bachelor's with a double major in marketing and business administration. Life got in the way of writing for many years, but now she's come back to her early love, and I'm so glad she has. Welcome, Susan. I'm excited to have you back on the show to talk about your new Lily Gale Lambert series and your newest book, Death of a Wolfman.
Thank you, Deborah. I'm so thrilled that you asked me to come back and be on the show to talk about this.
Oh, I'm excited, too. You know, your title really intrigued me. And so I can't wait to hear about this. Tell us a little bit about Lily Gale Lambert and the town your series is set in, and then I want to jump right in with some questions.
Okay, well, Lily Gale, she's the sleuth in the mystery. It's a cozy mystery series. She's a little older. She's 48. She's a widow, and she has come back to her small hometown that she grew up in. She went away to college and was married and had a lot going on with her life. And then after her husband was killed in a car accident, she came on back home to Mercy, Mississippi, which is a fictional small town set in North Mississippi. You know, and it's just a little pleasant place that you would think, with the town square and lots of eccentric people. And this series, if I was going to compare it, I would say it's Murder, She Wrote meets Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, fun. And it's got those southern touches, too. The first thing that came to mind, though, when I saw your cover and the title, Death of a Wolfman, was Who Killed the Wolfman? Which, of course, I know you can't give away tonight. But I also wanted to know, is this a paranormal about werewolves? And what has Lily stumbled into?
Well, Deborah, this is actually not a paranormal. There are no shapeshifters. People turning into werewolves or anything of that nature. You know, you might want to think about Lon Chaney. That would be a clue as to where this might be going. And so Lily Gale, she's out having dinner. She and her cousin, who is the county sheriff, have gotten together to have dinner, and he gets a call to go out and investigate an anonymous tip. It's out in the middle of the woods, and it just happens to be Halloween, and he thinks it's just a joke, and so he lets her go with him, and they get to this clearing out in the middle of the woods, and here is this person who looks a lot like Lon Chaney, for people who remember those old Wolfman movies.
Oh, right. That's a good teaser. I'm so curious, but of course, you know, we have to read the book to find out. And there's a whole cast of interesting Southern story people in Lily Gale's world. Can you tell us just a little bit about a few of them? And do you have a favorite?
Sure, Deborah. We've talked a little bit about Lily Gale's cousin. His name is Ben Carter, and he is the county sheriff. They are first cousins. Their mothers were twins, and they were born on the same day. So they've kind of grown up more like brother and sister since they're both only children, and just, you know, have that rivalry, that affection, you know, they're just kind of brother-sister relationship. And then we have Dixie, who is Lily Gale's best friend since they were born. They've grown up together, got into all kinds of trouble as teenagers and going through just different silly things the way teenagers do, and they're still in each other's lives and still best friends. And then we have Miss Edna. She's a town busybody. She has a home very close to the town square, and she sits there with her bird-watching binoculars and just kind of keeps an eye on everything that's going on in town. So So for my favorite, you know, I have to say I love them all, but I'm going to say that Lily Gale is my favorite. She's just had a lot of hard knocks in her life, and she came back home.
And there's that back home, hometown, southern feeling to this story, to this series. And I'll have to share that I have read this book and enjoyed it, but of course I don't want to give anything away, but I got a kick out of Miss Edna. She's just a hoot. Some of the characters remind me a little bit of some of the characters in Steel Magnolias, simply because they have those southern eccentricities that are prevalent in the South. And so, of course, Miss Edna, I just get a kick out of her. She's a lot of fun. And I'm intrigued by the things that Lily gets into, too. She just cannot keep her nose out of things. And so I'm sure there are plenty of adventures in store for her. So are you on the next book, please? Are you working on the next one now?
You know, I am working on the next one. You know, we solved the mystery of the Wolfman and who killed the Wolfman. Lily Gale is continuing with her sleuthing activities, and Ben is continually referring to her as a Nancy Drew wannabe, which just infuriates her. But she's planning the Goober and Grits Festival. That comes up in the fall of the year, every year in the hometown, and she's on a committee to plan the Goobers and Grits Festival for this year, and I'm pretty sure that somebody is going to turn up dead before the festival is over with.
Uh-oh. Well, that sounds like fun. It's intriguing. So I believe this is the first of many, and Lily Gale is just so intriguing. Is she based on anyone you know, or are there little parts of yourself in Lily, or did you just sort of make her up?
You know, I would say there are little parts of a lot of people that I know in Lily Gale, you know, just that sassy southern small town girl who, you know, is just curious and kind of is one of the boys, but is still very feminine and nosy and just full of herself and such a character, but just also kind and loving and give you the shirt off her back if you need it.
Oh, that's nice. I have to say, I've lived in the South 20 years now and really just feels like home. You know, I'm originally a Yankee myself. So I love Southerners. They're just fun, you know, and the eccentricities, not that Northerners don't have eccentricities, because we do. I think they're celebrated more in the South. I think that's what it is. You know, it's just fun. And you see that in books and movies that are set there. And definitely in this series. So I'm excited about this new series. Let's see. I want to make sure that everyone has a chance to know where to find you on the web. So if you could give us your website and anything else you'd like to share now, that'd be great.
Okay, my website is SusanBowlesAuthor.com, and that's S-U-S-A-N, B like Bob, O-L-E, S like Sam, A-U-T-H-O-R.com. A lot of people want to put that W or a Y or something extra in there on the bowls, and it's just not there, so I like to let people know exactly how to spell it so they can find me. I'm also on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and Goodreads. If you can just search me by name and find me, and I would love for anybody to come and just take a look and talk to me.
Excellent, excellent. So now on your Pinterest page, do you have anything pinned there that connects with the series?
You know, I've actually created some boards there. I have one that's dedicated to the Lily Gale Lambert mystery series. You can go there and just take a look at some inspirational. There's a picture of a woman there who's kind of my inspiration for Lily Gale and what she looks like. Lily Gale is a seamstress, and she makes a lot of Renaissance gowns in her Etsy store. And so there's some gowns there that Lily Gale might have made, and just, you know, a lot of interesting things about the book, the backstory kind of thing.
Oh, that's fun. That's a lot of fun. And let's also share where readers can find you in person. Do you have any events coming up?
You know, I do. I'm really excited. I'm going to be doing a book signing at Bookstop Plus in Bartlett, Tennessee, and that's on Saturday, September 10th from 11 to 1. I'd love to see people there. And then I'm also doing another one in Memphis. It's going to be downtown Memphis at the Book Juggler on South Main, and it's going to be Friday, November 25th from 6 until 9. That's the day after Thanksgiving when everybody should be out shopping for Christmas presents, right? And it's also
right.
Trolley night in Memphis. Yeah, so it's also a trolley night in downtown Memphis where there will be just all kinds of activities going on. So people can come by and see me, pick up some books for a gift, and then also find other things downtown.
I think I'll have to ride the trolley and do that. That
yeah.
sounds like fun. All right. Let's see. I also wanted to ask you a little bit about Lily Gale's cousin, because he's an intriguing character. Did you do any research to write him, or did you pull from anyone you knew?
You know, I actually didn't do any research per se on him. I do have some friends who are on the police force in Olive Branch, Mississippi, and in Memphis, Tennessee, and I ran some questions by them as I was writing the story about evidence and that kind of thing, about what would be admissible and what wasn't. And as it turns out, something that I was going to have Lily Gale do turned out to be illegal. And so I had to make a little bit of a change to the storyline there. But thank goodness for friends who were police officers, right?
Right. Yes, exactly. Oh, gosh. And then, of course, you've got the beauty shop. And, you know, most towns, whether it's north or south, everything that goes on in the beauty shop is not, well, let me rephrase that. It's not only hair and nails that are happening in the beauty shop. It's always the talk of the town. You know, if you want to know what's going on, you go to the beauty shop. And that just tickles me that you put that in there, which is also what makes me think of Steel Magnolias a little bit, because that, of course, is in that movie, too. Is there a particular beauty shop that you like to frequent that you might have based this on, or did you just make this one up?
You know, I do have a beauty shop that I go to myself, but this one is not necessarily based on that one. I just kind of made it up. It's a conglomerate of some different hair shops. My mother was a hairstylist when I was growing up, and she had her own shop, and then I've gone to several different places myself. And so it's kind of a combination of different ones. And then the name that I chose, the It'll Grow Back, Kathy Daly, who was a cozy mystery writer, was kind enough to read and blurb my book for me. And when she emailed me back, she said that just cracked her up, the hairstyle salon
yeah.
being called It'll Grow Back.
Right. All right. Well, Susan, I want to thank you for joining me here tonight on Book Life. It's been so much fun chatting with you.
Well, thanks, Deborah. I really enjoyed it.
All right. And I want to thank everyone for listening tonight. This coming Thursday night, I'll be on the other side of the microphone when Sheila English is interviewing me. Tune in to Readers Entertainment Radio at 6 p.m. Eastern to listen live if you'd like to hear me in an interview. And remember to join me next week for Book Lights right here on the radio, where we shine a light on good books.
Thank you for joining us on Book Lights. Be sure to connect with us at readersentertainment.com for articles, blogs, videos, and podcasts that matter to readers.